Good day, everyone. It's August 3rd, 2012. Early in the morning, in the 1 o'clock hour Pacific time. I am playing around with VMware this morning. Actually, I've been playing around with it for the last several hours. And I like the way VMware is probably, and I'd be venture to say it is the only accessible way to install a Windows VM, because it will take care of the tasks of installing Windows, all the pertinent stuff you need. All you do is give it the information you want and it handles the rest. It basically does an automated unattended Windows install for you, so you don't have to worry about it. It's pretty sweet, but that's not why I'm doing this audio boo. That's pretty cool, but the reason I'm doing this audio boo is because I decided to put Windows 7 Pro as my virtual machine to play with, and I have not done anything with it yet because I've been busy trying to keep it updated. Microsoft, the way they do updates, it's like a never-ending cycle. You do one set of updates, like when I started, we were at, I think it said 60 updates, 59 or 60 updates to install, with like 25 or 30 optional updates on top of that. So I installed every single one of those, which took a couple hours, and then I restart numerous times during that time, including right now, as you can hear. That's the Windows 7 Pro VM coming up. I restart numerous times. I go back to Windows Update to see if I'm done updating, and there are more updates to the updates that I just installed. In other words, there's updates, and then there's updates to the updates. It's like, Microsoft, why can't you just have one central thing that updates everything all at once? Or maybe it's time for a Windows 7 Service Pack 2, because that's the other thing. I could understand having a lot of updates if I just put regular old plain Jane initial Windows 7 Pro on there, but no, I put the media refresh version with that includes SP1. That came out in May of 2011. So I can understand the initial flurry of updates right after that, but to have updates to the updates, I'm still not done installing updates. I'm going to go over there in a minute and see if there's any more. But, you know, you'd think that the update process would be a bit more, you know, once you're done updating, you should be done updating. You shouldn't have to do update to the update to the update to the fifth update, you know. Like I said, maybe it's time for Windows 7 Service Pack 2, because there has only been one service pack in the entire history of Windows 7. That is something that I thought was very interesting, that there's only been one service pack for Windows 7. Even Windows Vista had two of them. XP had three of them. Gee, does that mean that Windows 8 is going to have no service packs? I'd hate to see the update process for that if it's after it's been out for a year or two. Oh boy. Anyway, yeah, Microsoft update process, you should just be able to do one command, it'll update everything, and when you're done, you're done. No, none of this. Now that you've installed these 57 million updates, you have 200 million more. It's like, okay, it should have just done everything at once. But that's just me. Anyway, everybody have a good day and a good weekend, and may your Windows updating go well if you have to do any.